Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Deep Drive in the Left Field podcast. My name is Jack. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at MLB Nerds. I'm here with my co-host, Ryan. You can find him on Instagram at Ryan. Actually, not his Instagram. Fuck, he's on Instagram. We're going to restart that. All right. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Deep Drive in the Left Field podcast. My name is Jack. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at LV Nerds. I'm here with my co-host, Ryan. You can find him on Twitter at RyanGarcesM. And James, you can follow him on Twitter at JamesValentinas. In today's episode, we're doing the long-awaited, like, month-late standing predictions, like, full-season predictions episode, as well as we're going to be talking about some, like, stuff that happened for the first month. We haven't really recorded too much this season outside of the war draft. So, let's just get into it. Let's start with divisions. We're not going to give the full like records and everything because we're not going to make it a whole episode. So let's go with the start with the AL East. Everybody, who do you have won in the division? I'll start. I'll go with the New York Yankees.
New York Yankees.
James?
The Toronto Blue Jays, and you knew that was going to happen.
That's the only other acceptable answer. That's I can't give James shit for that.
I can because the Jays are not that good. The Yankees just
I disagree.
I think the Jays are that good.
I mean, think they're like a 90-win team, but the Yankees kind of own them. I don't really know what we're doing here.
This is like the thing that I like. Like, okay, this happens basically every time like a team in a division is hot and they beat another team in a series early in the year. That other team gets underrated. Like the Blue Jays are going to be pretty underrated after this. That kind of No, the Yankees are underrated because of the Yankees. I definitely agree with that. But I think people are going to think like the Blue Jays aren't going to be able to like outplay the Rays or like. I think they'll outplay the Rays. I think they'll be able to you don't think they can? I think they definitely
said I agree. I literally just said I agree.
I can't hear you. I'm not even gonna lie, like I'm out of it right now. Like the Yankees just won.
Maybe
like,
you should get back in it then.
Get in it and then let's go.
I'm in the labs. I was in my lab and like I just came out of it, so I'm a little tired. You know, the labs, it's very exhausting.
All right, let's move on to the AL Central. I got the Twins. I've had the Twins before even the White Sox were sucking because I knew it would happen.
I have to pick my division winners solely based on what Fangraphs projects because I'm a sheep and I'm picking the Twins. So, yeah, because they're projected to win it as of right now. That can change, but that's who's going to win it.
I think James. The Royals are going to make a little run here.
That's base. I respect it.
I actually don't think the White Sox are bad. Which is crazy because they're bad. They're playing bad and I don't like them, but I don't think they're actually that bad. I think they're going to win the division still. So I'm going to pencil that in as my guess.
I think that the White Sox are going to be like a really good value pick for a division winner if their lines have moved at all because
the Twins, I think the Sox
they have. They what?
The Sox are like plus 100 now.
Are they still favored ahead of the Twins?
No.
Twins are minus 130 or something like that.
Okay, yeah, I bet on the White Sox. Like, I think the White Sox...
Plus 100 is not good value there.
The White Sox are a team that, like, at any point in time... And I'm not saying they're like the 2021 Yankees because I think the 2021 Yankees were more talented than this roster is. And I think the White Sox were really only division winners because the rest of the division kind of sucked. But, like, it's a close enough situation where I think the White Sox could just start playing well and go on a run, and they play a shitty division, and they take advantage of it and figure out a way to get back into the division race. I'm not too worried about their, like, talent level. It's just that they got all injured, and that's not fun. That's basically where I see them. No, that's not fun. Eloy Jimenez not being on the field isn't fun. Not seeing Lance Lynn isn't fun. For me, I love baseball.
AL West, I'll stick with the Astros, even though the Angels got off to a hot start.
Yeah, Astros. I'm the Angels pitching, I don't think, is as good as the ERA shows. I don't think they're that good pitching-wise.
But Ohtani's ERA is inflated, very inflated.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I don't trust the rotation. Like, I can't trust them. I think the Astros are better. I think the Angels are going to make the playoffs. I just don't think they're going to be better than the Astros.
I actually think they, I don't think they're going to win the division, but I definitely think they're like a sleeper team because their pitching is actually good this year.
Well, I mean,
yeah, sleeper is fine.
Syndergaard's kind of mid, if I'm being honest. Syndergaard's kind of mid.
But Sandoval's really good.
Sandoval's really good, but especially not at getting like over, you know, 6.5 strikeouts against the White Sox, but he's good.
And then like, obviously Ohtani is really good. He's probably a top 15, 20 pitcher in the league. Some people have him top 10.
Maxwell Resnick moment right there.
Big like XXS FIP guys got him top 10.
Porn FIP.
In the NL East, I think I'll speak for everyone here. We have the Mets across the board, right?
Yeah, and I remember before last year, I went on this whole thing about how the Braves are fucking losers, and I went on a whole thing before this season saying the Braves are going to win the division, and now I'm going to pick the Mets to win the division, which means the Braves are going to start playing well. I just can't pick an NL East winner ever correctly. So
it's a Ryan moment right there.
Yeah, no, I just can't. Like, I can't do it. The NL East, I always get it wrong. But yeah, the Mets, right? We're all consensus on that. Cool.
Yeah. All right. NL Central.
Milwaukee Brewers. The Cardinals kind of suck. I must admit, I've said this for quite a while, and you know, I'm winning. Tyler O'Neill is finally like.
I think the Brewers might win 100 games.
No,
maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised if they win 100 games. This division is horrible. They play 68.
Their lineup is just not good. Like, their lineup is horrible. Their lineup is literally like if you constructed MLB Twitter. Like,
okay.
Like, they have like three good players. They have like Yelich is a decent hitter, but he's not great anymore. Adames is also a decent hitter, not great.
No, he's great. He's great. Stop hating.
He's not that great of a hitter. He's a good player, but they just don't have like their first baseman, like what Rowdy Tellez, and their center field is like
Lorenzo. Well, hit well so far this year.
These are not good players.
Jack, I have a question. How like okay, realistically, do you think if you put like, it, like do you think the Brewers are too far away from like getting a good deadline addition that makes them capable of winning 100 games?
Like, there are not many bats out there this deadline that I could see being moved to make that much of an impact. Unless I'm forgetting someone, there's really nobody.
So their needs are what? First base, right?
Is that first base, second base, catcher.
Hey, second base isn't a need.
Hey, respect Omar Navarez. Hey,
Navarez.
Hey, never mind. God.
You can trade for like Andrew Benintendi.
First of all,
That's not gonna move the needle. Like, but
it's gonna make them better. Like, getting an above average hitter changes a lot for them. I think.
Second base is not a hole for the Brewers. I want to put that out there.
Who do they have there?
Long is.
Oh, I probably have. I thought they had a Hero there. But these are not like good hitters. These are average hitters who play decent defense.
So they're elite clubs. At least in Wong's case, he has.
Well, they're good. They're a really good, you know, defending team.
Really good pitching, especially if Lauer's legit. I don't know.
I don't think that's going to win them 100 games. You have
Josh Bell.
Josh Bell could do it. You have to be an elite hitter, elite hitting team, and elite pitching team to win 100 games. I could see them winning 90 to 95 in that range, but I really don't think I could push them.
They'll definitely win 90. I don't think there's a way that they went under.
Josh.
They won 95. They won 95 last year, and they're better than that, I think.
Are they really a better team than last year?
Pretty sure. I mean,
they have Lauer and Ashby and McCutcheon.
I will say.
McCutcheon's not good, though.
He's
okay. I will say, like, I overrated the Cardinals. I thought they were going to be pretty good.
I like me.
It could be. They could still win 85 games to 88 games. Like, I don't think that's impossible. I think it's pretty possible for them. But their problem – yeah, like, the problem with the Cardinals is just, like, they just don't have – like, their roster is just not very talented. They're not going to optimize their roster extremely well because their organization isn't good enough to do it. And, you know, it's kind of like a – you know, they're just outclassed by the Brewers' ability to develop pitching. And that's something that you know, that's just good organization. The Brewers are a good organization.
All right. NL West.
Dodgers across the board.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, James.
Am I going to do it? I might
do it. Don't say anything, James.
I think picking the Giants to win this division is a bad bet. And I think that, like, I don't think they're going to win this division. I
wasn't talking about the Giants.
Oh, the Padres would be a nice bet. I actually do think the Padres.
I think this year San Diego's legit,
dude. I like San Diego too. The only thing with the Padres though is that their offense really isn't great. Like, they're not going to score. Like, I don't know if that offense is better than like barely above league average in terms of run scoring, but their pitching is super good. Like, they remind me of like a more low key version of the Brewers, except they didn't develop any of their talent. They just kind of traded.
They also have significantly better hitting than the Brewers.
No, but yeah, I'm just saying more low key in the sense of like, you know, no one really thinks of the Padres. Like, you know, I don't think people think of the Padres like a team that's going to be like 15th or 14th or 13th in run scoring, but I think they'll slot in at around that point.
No, I think they're better. I think they're better than that.
Are they really better than that?
Especially once
lineup, actually. If Grisham
starts, Tatis is back.
Okay. Do we think Grisham's ever going to be like a 110 plus WRC plus hitter? Because I don't see it. I think he's more of a 105 guy.
Well, 105 is still
105 is good. And then you.
No, I'm not saying it's not good.
Probably, I would say both those guys are MVP candidates, Machado and Tatis, at least with the bat.
Yeah, no, for sure. But like,
I mean, not at least with the bat. Like, Machado is an elite glove and an elite bat. I wouldn't be surprised if he wins the MVP this year. I don't think their offense last year isn't the same. Like, Hosmer's off to a really good start, but he still sucks. But I mean, like, they have guys like Cronenworth and Grisham. Like, it's a solid lineup. It's deep. Profar's hitting well, but not really. And they have so much pitching. They probably have seven starters now in their rotation between Darvish and Clevinger, who's starting tomorrow, I think, and then Mackenzie Gore and Joe Musgrove and Blake Snell. Yeah, like, ridiculous. They have so – and Manaea. They have so many pitchers that I think that's going to be the deciding factor there. It's just their depth pitching-wise, and that's why I'm going to pick them. I don't – I think I'm part of it is just a contrarian pick, but
– that's fine. I will say
I think the Dodgers are going to be better in the playoffs. I don't think they're going to really do that well in the regular season. I don't know what's up with Mookie Betts. Is he still good? Is he?
Of course, he's still good. He's just not that guy anymore. Like, he's not on the same track.
I mean, still good is not what I mean by that. It's not like a Yelich situation, but like, I don't know if he's really an MVP candidate anymore.
I don't think he was, to begin with, to be honest with you. I had him pretty low on my rankings.
No. I'm not saying
that. I will say.
What do you mean? He never was to begin with. He won an MVP.
This coming into the season, I kind of didn't really see that. So,
I mean, we'll see. Like, obviously, he'll probably get going. He's not going to hit, like, with a whatever 60 WRC plus for the rest of the year. But I guess that's that. We can move on. Who are your wild card teams in the AL? There's three. Put them in order.
Let's go Jays, Angels, and I think I have to get the last spot. I don't know. The Mariners.
No Rays.
I think it's crazy to have the Mariners over the Rays. I think that's insane. I don't I like that. The Mariners are not a very good team. They're like an 81 win team.
Yeah, I agree.
I have no White Sox either. You don't think the White Sox are a playoff team?
White Sox are an 80 win team.
The White Sox are better than the Mariners. The Mariners.
Ryan, yours.
I'm gonna go one Jays. Confident the Jays are the Jays of the Yankees are gonna be the one wild card seed. I'm gonna say the Jays. The number two I will say is going to be the Rays, and then three, it's a toss up between the Angels and the White Sox for me. I'm going to go with the Angels. Yeah, I'm going with the Angels.
The Angels are definitely better than an 81-win team.
I don't know if they're definitely better than the White Sox. But I also
don't think the White Sox aren't an 81-win team.
Yeah, I don't think – I think the White Sox are –
Maybe they're like a 79-win team, actually, right?
But, like I'm not going to – the thing is, like, I think they're like an 83-win team, 84. And, like, if I'm going to say, oh, they're not 81 wins, they're two wins better. Like, that just sounds stupid for me to say. So
not really. It sounds better when you're on a losing record.
You don't think it's stupid for me to disagree with you on 81 win team and then counter with 83 wins as if that's fucking
not really crazy. I think there's a significant difference. I think wins, people kind of underestimate the margin of like wins. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot more that goes into it than just like, oh, there's a one game difference. There's hardly any difference. Like, there could be two like games that really decide the whole thing. So
for playoffs, yes, but I'm saying in terms of true talent level.
No, I would also say there's a pretty.
You think there's a big difference?
No, I think it represents a lot. Like a team that is a true talent of, you know, 81 wins is probably not far off from 83, but I think there is a difference.
Yeah, but like we're talking
about. If you want to define a difference, I don't really see a reason why you couldn't, you know.
But I'm just like, we are not going off the same thought process in terms of determining what is.
I don't stare at the team.
Yeah, because you're wrong. I just
look at
odds. Odds of the day, probability.
All right, Ryan, give your full one.
I gave it.
Okay, James, give your full one.
I think my number one wild card team is going to be the Yankees, as much as I fucking hate them.
Common James moment.
Number two, give me the Angels. And then three, give me the Rays. I think it's tough to say that the White Sox, not that the White Sox, that the Twins won't make the playoffs.
We have the White Sox winning the division?
Yeah.
Right. That's fine.
I just don't think
that. You have the Twins making the playoffs, though.
I don't think the Twins pitching is good enough. Like
the Twins are in a terrible division and they have a good enough team. Like they're pitching.
The Angels are also in a terrible division.
Joe Ryan is the best pitcher in baseball.
I don't think the Angels are in a terrible division. I think the Angels
are a decent division.
I think the Angels have three really good teams. I think the Mariners are going to be the fourth team.
Do we really think the Mariners are a really good team? Like I think
the Mariners are better than the Red Sox. I think we can agree.
No, they're not. The Mariners are not very good.
The Red Sox have one good pitcher and then like three or four good hitters.
Dude, what do the Mariners have? What do the Mariners
have? Mariners have.
What do the Mariners have?
Like a few good. They have a lot of good relievers, and then they have like
how many good starters?
A few good hitters. They have like
how many
starters?
Like how many starters are going to finish in the sub four FIP this year on their team?
Ray and I don't know. I guess
Gilbert.
Gilbert. And I think you could argue Brash bring it together. And maybe they call it Hancock. I don't know.
I don't think Brash is good.
I think Brash is great, but he does not. He's not.
Well, he's not ready. I also didn't really agree with him calling him up. I don't think he's ready. But like, I would take the Red Sox, let's say the Mariners rotation over the Red Sox rotation. I would also take the Mariners lineup over the Red Sox lineup. I'd probably take the bullpen over the Red Sox bullpen too. I really don't.
Okay. Maybe so the Mariners have in their lineup,
Jesse Winker, Ty France.
Winker will figure it out. France rakes. I think Julio Rodriguez figures it out. I don't think Kelenic does. I think he's just not good.
I agree, actually.
Do we not think Story figures it out and Devers figures it out and Verdugo
Devers
figures
it out? Playing well.
Devers is playing well. First
yeah, but what's Devers WRC plus? If it's not at least 130, then it's going to go up.
Well, I mean,
it's 128. It's going to go up.
That's different.
Got an 800 OPS, and that this year means like elite hitter because offense is down. Yeah. It's Story so bad.
Story will figure it out, but are we sure Story is more than a 110 WRC plus?
No, I don't think he's more than a 110. I think he's around 105.
Yeah, I really don't.
He still has a good glove.
He's playing second base where it limits his value, and they play Bogarts at short, who's like
kind of. But Bogarts breaks. So
TK's gonna figure it out. Verdugo's gonna figure it out. It'll be better.
Verdugo's not that good. TK is also not that good. Like he's
you're being absurdly racist right now.
I'm really not. First of all, TK's name is literally a slur, and Alex Verdugo is like a sexual assaulter. So it's not.
Okay. Yeah, it is true.
So let's move on. NL. Who do we have?
I was really also referring to Hernandez
as our NL wildcard teams. Number
NL wildcard teams: Padres, Giants, and I think with the third one, I'm gonna go with the. Do I do it?
Go with the Braves, dude. Who else are you going to go with?
I'm going to do it. The fucking Miami Marlins, baby.
You're so racist.
Miami Marlins making the playoffs. They have a top.
I don't hate
three pitching staff in the NL, and their lineup is dog shit, but they can like be decent enough to make it happen.
I don't think their lineup is dog shit.
I think they are dog shit. No, I'm joking. They're a good team, but I don't think they're the Braves.
I don't agree with the best pitcher in baseball.
They have Pablo Lopez as the second best pitcher in baseball behind Joe Ryan. They have the fourth or fifth best pitcher with Alcantara. They have like literally
Alcantara's not even better than Tyone.
Trevor Rogers is not that good anymore, though. I don't think he got shelled today.
It doesn't even matter. Bro, you could like take Trevor Rogers of the rotation, they'd still have like an elite rotation.
Yeah, but
I mean Hernandez has looked pretty good, I think.
Zaro's looked insane. They have so many good Yuri Perez coming up. They still have Eliezer Hernandez playing great pitching. Like, they have so many arms, it's like kind of insane. Like they have like it's actually ridiculous.
Yeah, bro. That's why the Diamondbacks drop 5 on you, bro. Yeah, bro.
The D-backs are actually hilarious.
Rogers.
Like, Strom might be
the D-backs are. I don't know what's up with them. What's up with the Rockies? Like, are the Rockies actually good? I don't know.
No, the Rockies always do this. They always play really well at home to start the season, and they play on the road and they can't play.
But they've been fine on the road too. So. But I think as far as the Marlins go, obviously, they have Jazz. Like, Jazz is good. Probably not as good as he's playing right now, but Aguilar will figure it out. Soler will figure it out. Rojas will figure it out. Jesus Sanchez is really good. Garcia.
Jesus Sanchez is really good, huh? He's really good.
Ryan wins for looking at a projection. Okay, man.
Fucking go, baby. No, win for believing in projections.
To be honest, I'm going to look like such a genius. And Jonah Heim is literally the best catcher in baseball this year.
Because of what, baby? You have a bet with Jack, bro.
Ryan, who's your three wild card teams?
Three wild card teams. Padres 1, Giants 2, Braves 3. Gonna go very basic here. I'm gonna be wrong on at least one of these, but good chance of being right.
All right, better chance of being right than you guys. Wild card 1, I can't not put the Dodgers. I'll go Giants 2. And then this last team is tough. I think it's either the Braves or the Phillies or the Cardinals.
I think the Phillies are a sleeper. I definitely think the Phillies have a chance.
I'm gonna roll with the Phillies because of Cy Wheeler.
So what's Wheeler's ERA compared to Cole? I'm sorry, I don't have the stats in front of me. Jack, actually, I think you could find it, right? Because I got you. Yeah, let me do a thousand things going on right now.
Can we talk about how Wheeler got robbed of a Cy Young last year?
No, it's okay.
Yeah, you want to talk about how Zach Wheeler has a worse ERA.
All right, Gerrit Cole has a 3 ERA this season. Let's check on Zach Wheeler real quick. Zach Wheeler, let's go to FanGraphs. Let's see. Zach Wheeler, wait. That must be a typo. Is that a 5.79 ERA?
Wait, but is it hitting down? Like, how's that working?
How is that? Dude, he even has a
no spring training injury.
Dude, he has a 5.9 home run per fly ball rate with a 5.79 ERA. That's not even like getting unlucky. He's getting lucky with a 5.79 ERA. James, what happened?
Okay.
What happened?
First James! Of all, I'll answer the question.
Yeah, tell us.
He got hurt and never had a spring training.
Wait, but James, I this one's not saying like.
Well, that means that Gerrit Cole has no durability, so I don't know what to
think. Has Zach Wheeler ever respected this beautiful game?
All right, actually, I don't know if I'm going to pick the Phillies, so I really don't want to do this, but I think the Cardinals are going to take the spot, but I'm going to go with the Phillies because I want them to, and that's what I normally do.
Remember when Zach Wheeler didn't go to Chicago and instead went to Philly because of his wife? It's not because he's not married to the game and he's married to another person. Gerrit Cole, married to the game. New York.
Do we want to do playoffs first or do we want to do awards first?
Awards, for sure.
All right. Who's your NL MVP picks?
NL MVP, I'm going to go with Byron Buxton.
That's not an NL MVP.
Attaboy, Jack.
We always start with AL. Why are we doing the NL now?
All right, Buxton.
We're doing the AL because I don't give a fuck. We're doing the AL. Byron Buxton. Ryan, go ahead.
In the American League, Jose Ramirez. I went with him before the season on my Yankees podcast, and I'm going to stick with it because it looks great.
Okay, before the season, we're not going to talk about that.
Who did you go with?
I forgot. It was some ridiculous ass shit.
I actually don't remember. Who was it?
Who do you think it was?
I don't know.
Oh, Marcus Semien. It was definitely Marcus Semien. But that was like a 41 W. He's played so bad.
I think he'll figure
it
out.
He's worse than IKF, Bob.
But yeah, that just.
Did I take Semien in the war draft?
I don't remember.
I think I might
have. I need to get Jackson to set that up. That's like the one thing I actually need him to do because I can't do it myself.
Jackson.
Okay, and then other than him. Who's winning AL MVP? That's a tough question. I might go with a cop-out pick, but I like to have fun with these. I think I'm gonna go with Vladdy to win it.
It's a pretty bad pick, but okay.
You know, Vibriger, you know, MVPs usually know how to make tags. You know, like they know how to make tags usually. Like they're not, you know, morbidly obese and can't make a tag, you know, in a big spot, technically, usually.
I'm tempted to pick Yordan Alvarez, but he's not.
Make a fucking pick, James.
But he's a DH. He's not gonna win it. Jack, NL MVP. Jack, who's yours?
NL MVP. I think I'm gonna go with. Who should I go with here? Actually, who do I have preseason? Let me check.
All right. Ryan, while he does that, Ryan, who do you have?
For NL?
Yeah.
I went with Juan Soto per year, but like I'm gonna be interesting now because I feel like it, and I'm gonna say I'm gonna stick with it. I'm going with Juan Soto.
I'm gonna also go with Soto probably. I'm not really gonna change that.
Okay, so my preseason pick was you know who it was.
Who was? Oh, Lindor.
Francisco Lindor.
Lindor.
How is this man not a top 10 player? How?
And I think the thing about Lindor, did I ever say that? I don't think I said
that. No, if you're a real one,
you know. No, that was the other guy, Mark.
If you're a real one, you know.
You know Lindor's WRC Plus is plummeted to 130 now?
It's crazy. 130 is good, and he's such a good defender. Really, I'm going to stick with it.
Right. He's been as good. He's barely – like, he's been as good in F4 as Anthony Rizzo, which is crazy.
All right. Cy Young's NL, AL.
AL Cy Young, Garrett Cole.
Nope. NL Cy Young, I'm going to go Cy with
– AL.
AL. I'm going to go with – I'm going with Kevin Gausman as of right now. Like, Kevin Gausman doesn't walk anyone, and that's – he has to be fine. No. Dude, I'm being so dead ass with you. He hasn't when you don't walk anyone. If you don't walk, I'd rather have someone with an 8 ERA that doesn't walk anyone, someone with a sub 3 ERA but has more than one walk. I'm just being honest with you. I'm being so I love Kevin Gausman.
Before the year, I picked Kevin Gausman's teammate to win the Cy Young.
Jose Berríos.
Yeah. Why would you ever do that?
Because James loves like ERA players, like they just have to have bad peripherals and a good ERA. He doesn't care.
But I think I'm gonna switch it up here. I think Justin Verlander is gonna win it again. He is really good. And
okay, man. All right.
What?
I said okay, man. All right.
He has been unbelievable so far, and
I just don't know what to tell you. Like that's just not a good
pick. And it's a fun.
Like, who's he going with?
Justin Verlander.
That's a fine pick. Steamer, so. I agree. No, I agree. It's a good pick.
All right, whatever. All right, let's move on to
NL. Good job, James.
NL Cy Young, I have Pablo Lopez. I had him as a dark horse pick before he had a really good month, but I'm going to still stick with him at dark horse.
All right, Ryan.
For NL, this is tough because I think, like, if everyone pitches the same amount of innings, I think Rodon wins it. Like, I love Rodon.
I mean, I don't know. He just gave up a two-out single here after throwing a wild pitch, and now they're losing. But
yeah, but, like – you know what I mean, but like at the same time, I also think Corbin Burnes is like a very good pick as well. Oh yes, this is tough. I'm gonna say Corbin Burnes is gonna win the Cy Young because I think I'll trust his arm to hold up throughout an entire season, and I think on a per rate basis, he is the second best pitcher in baseball, adjusting for like he's that good on a per inning basis. So I'm gonna go with him.
Okay, so you guys already know who I picked preseason.
I don't know who you picked preseason, actually. Oh, Wheeler. Forgot. He's just so bad that I didn't even think about him.
James went.
I will not be picking Zach Wheeler.
Why? What happened, James? Because he's a 5.79 ERA.
That's exactly why. And instead, I will go with Max Scherzer. Okay. Who doesn't lose, by the way. The Mets or the Dodgers or the Nationals have not lost a Max Scherzer start in, I think, since like June of last year. It's like 22 in a row or something. He doesn't lose. He only wins.
Don't,
that's how that matters.
In my opinion, at least, like I would say we don't consider Jordan Montgomery like a Cy Young contender, right?
Yeah,
we don't, right? Do we consider like Jameson Taillon a Cy Young contender?
No.
Okay. But Jameson Taillon's not good.
I'm just asking because, like, you know, it's just interesting that Jameson Taillon has an 86 fit minus and Scherzer has 85 and Montgomery has a 76 fit minus. And
okay.
Like,
anyways,
that's what I'm a little confused here.
Who is your AL?
I would say serious facts.
AL Rookie of the Year, clearly Joe Ryan. I had him preseason. Another W by me. He's the best pitcher in baseball. I do no question. So.
Ryan?
You want to go with Julio Rodriguez, but like Joe Ryan's a really good pick. Like that is a great pick, but I don't want to steal Jack's thing. I'm going to look at batters. No, I'm not going to. I'll go with someone else. Jeremy Pena.
I actually like that pick a lot.
Every time you talk about Joe Ryan, you have to mention it. That's just how it works.
Well,
yeah, no, I just think of Jack.
Looking at the AL Rookie of the Year, I'm still going to stick with my preseason pick because I don't see a reason not to.
Who was it?
I do see a reason not to, but I'm not going to do it. It's Julio Rodriguez.
It's literally because Joe Ryan.
That's fair. Baseball. That's, no, like legitimately.
Question.
if Julio Rodriguez puts up a 115, 120 WRC plus, he's going to be like, and he's going to be putting up a 4-win season because of his defense, base running. Like, he's
ridiculous. But you're right, have like an 8-win season because of his like elite pitching. So
yeah, but like, you know, Jeremy Pena.
Okay. So. And then NL Rookie of the Year, you guys know who I'm picking.
Suzuki has to be the NL Rookie of the Year pick.
Okay. See, Mackenzie Gore. I'm not even crazy for picking the homer pick this time.
Mackenzie Gore is pretty sick.
I actually don't think it's gonna be close. Because who is?
I agree because
Suzuki opened as the betting favorite, but then there was also there was O'Neill Cruz, which I guess is still in play.
If he gets called up in a week, I would take O'Neill Cruz. But
I still would take Suzuki.
I would take Suzuki over Cruz.
I'm taking Suzuki over Cruz. Although. If we want to talk about Suzuki for a second, it pisses me off how many strikeouts this guy gets just because he takes pitches right down the middle.
Maybe he shouldn't take.
Seems kind of racial, James. What's that about?
Yeah, that's a lot. His strikeout rate this year now is what? It's 28.3%. I'd say at least 70% of those are looking right down the middle.
All right, let's move on. Starting.
Okay, so let's do playoffs. I normally make like brackets here, but
playoff picks. Let's go with.
All right, let's start with the AL.
Okay, AL. AL, the one and what's the matchups again? 2-6, it is.
No, it's 3-6 and 4-5. Wild card round.
3-6, 4-5. So the first two get a bye.
Yeah, so basically tell me what four teams you have in the ALDS. So obviously the first two are going to be the teams that
– They're the Yankees and the Astros, I would say. And then
those are going to be the two byes.
Yes, I'll take the Twins and I'll take the Blue Jays.
All right.
Wait, so –
The ALDS, right? Yeah.
Twins.
So picking the ALDS matchups, right? That's what I'm doing?
So you're telling me out of your three division winners, who are the top two seeds? Who do you think are going to have the best two records?
Okay. I'm going to go. Yeah. I'm going to stick with, I agree with Jack, Astros and Yankees.
In what order?
I'm going to go Astros 2, Yankees 1.
Okay.
Then I'm picking what? It's 3-6.
Yeah. So okay. Your three would be.
The Twins.
Versus... And then your six is the Angels.
All right, so I'm taking the Angels in that matchup, so I'll have moving on. And then between the Jays and the Rays, I'm taking the Toronto Blue Jays.
Okay. And then for me, I think my top two teams are going to be the Blue Jays and the Astros. I'll go Astros 1, Blue Jays 2. And then between my other division winner, which is the White Sox, and the Wild Card 1, which is the Yankees, I'll take the Yankees. And then between the Angels and Rays, I'll take the Angels, but I don't love that. All right, and then in the ALCS, so then, Jack, your ALCS matchups would be then the Yankees against the winner of the 4-5, which you have the Angels or the Mariners. What? I'm looking at the wrong person here, right? Angels, Mariners for Jack. You can't pick the Twins and the Blue Jays, Jack.
Why?
No. No, you can. I got it wrong. So then who do you have? So then the Blue Jays and Yankees you have as your first, as then the next matchup. So who do you have winning that?
The Yankees.
Okay. And then who do you have winning between the Astros and the Twins?
I'll take the Twins.
Okay. Wow. You think they're going to win not one, but two playoff series? Like, that's, I think you're asking a lot.
Is going to throw three perfect games.
That's dude, you're asking like an incredible amount of a
okay. franchise. Okay. And then, you don't understand. Ryan, who do you think wins between the Yankees and the Blue Jays? No.
Ooh.
I feel like we're messing it up.
It would be Yankees and Angels. It would be Yankees and Angels.
No, it wouldn't. It would be.
Yes, it would. How is Toronto? Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Toronto's not playing the seed.
It's not based on seeds. It's Yankees.
Oh, they don't reseed?
No, they don't reseed.
Oh, wow.
They play the winner of the one, of the wild card one and the. They play the winner of the. Okay, now I'm confusing myself.
No, you're right.
Who's the four seed? The four seed is the wild card one, and
they play the winner of 4-5. That's what you're saying,
right? And so then the four seed And the four and five are the wild card one and two, which is the Blue Jays and Rays. So then do you have the Yankees beating the Blue Jays or the Blue Jays beating the Yankees?
I have the Yankees beating the Blue Jays. Again, okay. why not reseed? That's crazy.
Common man for Miller right there.
No, I feel like reseeding is stupid. I prefer it.
How is it stupid? Dude, you're putting yourself in a situation where you're the best, like, you're going to – I don't know, man. It's stupid.
I think, so dumb. I think the best two teams in the Eastern Conference play in the first round, so.
I don't even care.
Just going to put that – and one of them got swept. Just going to put that out there. ALCS, other one. Who do you have winning between the Angels and the Astros and Ryan?
I have the Astros moving on. Astros are, like, going to make it – I'm not going to spoil it, like, you know. Go ahead.
So I have the Yankees as my wild card one, which is the 4-5 matchup. I keep confusing myself here. Yeah, Yankees and Angels would be the 4-5 matchup, and then the White Sox and Rays would be the okay, so now I fucked the whole thing up.
The fact that it's this complicated to do playoffs just tells you how fucking stupid.
It's not that it's complicated. It's that I didn't make a bracket. I just put it in lines on the spreadsheet.
No, but it's still like this is like no one wants to deal with
when this. You look at it on a bracket, it'll be so simple. I could draw it out for you right now. It's just that I didn't make it one. So it's
I hate it.
It's 2 versus 3 and 6 and then 1 versus 4 and 5. It's always 1, 4, and 2, 3. So anyways, I can't have the Yankees and the Angels in the ALDS because they're going to face each other in the first round because the lowest wild card team would be the White Sox and they'd play the Rays. And then in that matchup, I'd pick the Rays over the White Sox.
What a mess.
And then Yankees and Angels. I think I got yours right, guys. I just got mine wrong. And so then in that matchup, I'll take between the Angels and Yankees, I'll take the Yankees. And then moving on, I'll have between the 4-5 matchup, which is the Yankees and Angels, and the 1, which I have is the Astros. I'll take the Astros to beat the Yankees, and then I'll take the Blue Jays to beat the Rays. Okay, perfect. Now, who do we have in the World Series?
The AL?
Yeah.
How about the Minnesota Twins winning the AL?
Kill yourself.
Minnesota Twins.
Okay, so
MVP.
I can't pick the Astros to lose to the Yankees in the postseason series, so I'm picking the Astros.
Yeah, Ryan, if you pick it, I will literally hate you because you know exactly what's going
to
happen.
If I pick the Yankees to win the American League, they will not win the American League.
I don't think they're going to win it anyways. Astros Blue Jays would be a fun series.
Not really fun. I mean, what? Like, there's like the Blue Jays would have a morbidly obese pitcher in game one or two in Manoa.
Ryan's really pretty maven out here with the morbidly obese references.
Dude, I do not like Alec Manoa. He ruined my life. He is so good.
Alec Manoa is so good. Actually, he might I might
he's the number two in that rotation.
He might make the honorable here, pick him to win Cy Young. I think
for sure he's our number five.
I think the Blue Jays have three guys who I would not be surprised if they won the Cy Young.
If Jose Barrios won the Cy Young, I would think every good pitcher died in the American League.
Jose Barrios was like fifth in the odds when the season started, which was
that's
so
bad. That's such a bad bet. Why would anyone bet that?
Bet the field.
Like, I would take take Garrett Cole. I would take Shane McClanahan. I would take Joe. Yes, I would take Joe Ryan. I would take Jack
Alec Manoa.
Ryan is literally a gambling addict now.
Okay. NLDS, yes. We've got –
yes, very much
so. Yeah, let's not fuck this up this time.
Give me the matchup, Shane. Let's go.
Who are your top two seeds in the NL, Jack? You have the Mets, Brewers, and Dodgers as division winners. Who are the top two?
The Mets and the Dodgers would be the top two.
In what order?
The Dodgers 1, Mets 2.
Okay, so Dodgers 1, Mets 2. Your 3 seed would be between the wild card teams. No, your 3 seed is between the Brewers then and then your worst wild card team, which is the Marlins. So do you have the Brewers or the Marlins moving on?
I would take the Brewers moving on.
Thank God.
I think the Brewers and the Marlins are almost the same team. Just going to put that
the out. Marlins are the worst version of the Brewers because the Marlins bullpen is
not. No, fuck it. I'm taking the Marlins to the Brewers.
The Marlins don't have a bullpen, you fucking moron.
Yep.
All right. Anyways. And then do you have the Padres or Giants? That would be a fun series, I think.
I would take the Giants.
The Padres. Okay. Ryan, who are your top two odds?
Mets, the Brewers, top two Dodgers. Teams. Dodgers one, Mets two, baby.
And then do you have the Brewers beating the Braves or the Braves beating the Brewers?
I have the Brewers beating the Braves.
Okay. And then who is your 4-5? Padres, Giants also. Who do you think wins?
Padres will win that.
Okay. So my top two seeds, I'm going to have the Mets one and the Brewers two. Call me crazy, but Dodgers are going to have the fourth best record in the NL. I don't love that.
Yeah, it's crazy. No, it's crazy.
Now that I'm looking back at this, this does not make any sense. I might have to make the Padres a top two seed here. But anyways, then my three seed would be the Dodgers. I think they will pretty easily I think they'll beat the Padres, though. In a seven game, and well, I guess it would be a three game series for the wild card series. And then between the Phillies, who I picked, right? No, I fucked this up again. It's Dodgers, Giants, and then Phillies, Brewers. So not Brewers, Phillies, Padres, and Dodgers, Giants. So then I'd have the Dodgers beating the Giants and the Padres beating the Phillies. And then the Padres would be my three. Mets are one, Brewers two. So then I'd have the Mets beating the Dodgers, the Padres beating the Brewers in the NLCS. So then what do you guys have as your NLCS picks?
NLCS, Marlins versus Mets.
I hate you.
I'm pretty sure the Marlins and Mets would play in the NLDS in your thing.
Oh, they would?
Because you have the Marlins. Marlins are the sixth seed, right? Which means they beat the three and then play the two. But okay, no, so then they
play. I'll take Dodgers versus Marlins then. I'm riding the Marlins wave. The Marlins are such a good team. You understand?
You're picking two teams that are very unlikely to advance that far into the playoffs.
Ryan,
if you put any money on this, you would lose.
Suck my dick,
dude. I'm like, I've been up since like 6 o'clock in the morning, man.
I'm going to sleep. Go wake up earlier. I don't know. Tell you.
I didn't even school today. Like, I just woke up at 6 thinking I had school.
Okay. Anyways, in the NLCS, Ryan, your matchups would be in the NLDS. You'd have the one seed Dodgers versus the four seed Padres, and then you'd have the two seed Brewers against the three seed. You had two seed Mets, three seed Brewers. So you have Mets or Brewers, and then Dodgers or Padres.
I got to go exciting here. I'm not exciting as in like fun picks. Exciting as in like I want these two teams to play in the playoffs. So Dodgers, Mets advance. I need these two teams to play in the playoff series.
All right. And then who do we have in the World Series? I have the Mets over the Padres to make the World Series. By the way, Astros, Mets was my World Series pick last year, and Lindor is my MVP pick, and I kept all of them the same. Mets, Dodgers. I'm gonna have
the Los Angeles Dodgers play the Minnesota Twins in the World Series.
Yeah. I thought you were going to ride the Marlins.
What? Oh, no. Hey, I'm not an idiot. Okay.
All right.
Yes, you are a bit of an idiot.
Come on, James. I mean, Ryan, be nice.
All right. Mets or Dodgers, Ryan?
I'm going to take the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers are the best team in the National League. When you are favored to win the World Series, but when you have a 13.6%,
Ryan looks at PFF for like 10 minutes.
That's not PFF. I'm looking at FanGraphs. So I've looked at FanGraphs my whole life. You did not even let me finish. I was saying, when you have a 13.6% chance to win this World Series, that's crazy for one of two reasons. One, that's the highest in baseball, but two, means there's like an 86% chance you don't win the World Series. There's an 86% chance that Dodgers do not win the World Series. Like, that's just wild to think about, right? So, like, for anyone listening, for anyone watching, however you're viewing this, right, you know, making World Series predictions in May, right, not going to go very well. Just going to give you all a heads up. We're throwing shit at a wall and hoping it sticks, because realistically, none of us know how this is going to shape up. Like, in 2 months.
I know exactly what's going to happen.
No. It's like the last person you would like to like take predictions from is Mr. Jack, of course. Jack has never been right about anything.
Moving on.
No, one bad prediction.
Like, you said Jonah Heim would be good. Jonah Heim is not good. He's been great. So you're wrong.
Who is winning the World Series in six games? the Minnesota Twins were in the World Series on the back of Joe Ryan and Carlos Correa and MVP Byron Buxton and Cy Young Joe Ryan.
All right. And then in Ryan's World Series, the Astros and Dodgers, a little 2017 rematch, little Astros and seven action again, maybe? No?
I got to play the odds again. Oh. So, okay. I'm taking the Astros. No, I think the Astros will win that. I think for one reason, and that's just like, you know, I just want Framber Valdez to like have to win a World Series MVP and like have a Cy Young like season, because that would be funny. Like, that'd just be funny.
Just right. For, you know.
No, just for fun. Just for no fun. Reason. Just for fun. No, there's no specific reason why I want Framber Valdez to pitch like every other person on planet Earth imagines that a very good pitcher pitches.
Okay, so between the Astros and Mets, by the way, I think it's crazy that the Astros made the World Series in 2017, missed in 2018, made it in 19, right? Made it in 21. Before 21, they lost Springer. Before 22, they lost Correa. That's probably that was their two best players, right? Other than Altuve, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. They lost two of their best players, and they are still World Series contenders. They just like farm guys who are like insane for no reason. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And for that reason, I'm going to pick them to lose the World Series to the Mets.
All right. We got to end it here. Getting pretty late.
You don't have to
pitch the show like a month late, but whatever. It's still fun. Thank you for watching this episode or listening, whatever, of the Driving Left Field podcast. If you like what you saw, please give us a 5-star rating, whatever platform you're listening on. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Only Nerds. Follow James on Twitter at James Valentinus. Follow Ryan on Twitter at RyanGarcesM. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Deep Drive Pod. It's been a deep drive to left field, and we will see you in episode number 58.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.